This is the Parallax for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. I need to be direct with you. I can't deliver today's audio digest. And the reason matters. The newsletter I received is missing the essential information that makes the Parallax what it is. Every story we cover requires clear attribution to specific news outlets, not just because it's good journalism, but because the whole point of this program is to show you how different perspectives frame the same events. When I can't identify which outlet reported what, I can't tell you that CNN emphasized one angle while the Wall Street Journal focused on another. I can't compare how The Guardian and Fox News are covering the same story differently. Without that sourcing, I'm just summarizing events in a vacuum. And that's not balanced coverage. That's just coverage. There's also a qualification threshold we maintain. We only feature stories that appear across at least three news sources, spanning at least two different editorial perspectives. Without proper source attribution, I can't verify that threshold. I can't responsibly tell you this is a story the full spectrum is covering when I don't actually know which outlets have reported it. I know that's not what you wanted to hear. But this standard exists to protect the integrity of what we do here. The moment we start guessing at sources or running with incomplete information, we've compromised the foundation. For tomorrow's digest to work, I'll need each article cluster to include the outlet name, a working URL, the article title, and the publication date. Clean metadata, that's it. Once we have that, we can get back to what the Parallax does best, cutting through the noise by showing you how the story looks from different vantage points. This is the Parallax. We'll be back when we can do it right. For updates, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.